We continue to pray in preparation of Sunday, May 17th, where the United States of America will be rededicated to God, one nation under God. So, Father, we lift up today in focusing on the prayer points to seek you and the miracles that have unfolded in our current days as a nation, the revivals that are happening across our country, among the colleges, among the young people that are happening in schools. How exciting a day it is happening in churches, and people are sharing their faith more and more. We thank you for the wave of revival of prayer that has occurred. And we thank you that our greatest days are not behind us as a nation. God, we ask that you would continue to work miraculously among your people in our nation and as a nation, that the stories of your fingerprints in our nation would be accepted as your work and not man's. Today, thank you. We thank you, Father, that these have served as sources of hope and a reminder to Americans across the globe that you continue a godly response and have a godly purpose for our nation. We rejoice in hope. We are patient in tribulation. We shall be constant in prayer. And we lift up the three pillars that are going to be acknowledged and spoken about on Sunday, May 17th, on the rededication. Pillar one, the miracles that made us. We thank you, and we thank you. We are reflecting on your providence through 250 years that you have kept us as a nation, that's one nation under God, that the faith is inspired by the American founders and has carried us forward in every generation since. For the second pillar, the miracles that are still in our midst, testimonies of your healing in our lives and most importantly in our land, where we want to take back what the enemy has stolen. Pillar number three, a new birth of faith and freedom. May Sunday explode into something beautiful across our land, that people will come to know Christ in the greatest revival America has ever experienced. A collective expression of gratitude for the 250 years of freedom and a unified moment of rededication. We ask for your blessing, guidance, and grace for the next 250. We lift up all those that will be leading worship in some way or another. The Chris Tomlin, Blessing Afor, Aidan King, Laura Osnes, the Joint Armed Forces Color Guard, Liberty Worship Collective, and Liberty University Praise, the Grand Canyon University, Canyon Choral Society, Hillsdale College Choir, the President's Own United States Marine Band, the U.S. Navy Band, the Fanfare Trumpets of the U.S. Armed Forces, Staff Sergeant Adam Tianello, and the United States Air Force Band. We lift them all up, protect them. May all their equipment and all their instruments work. May they be loud enough for all to hear, easy to hear on whatever platform it's going to be shared on. People would join and lift up their voices in one accord, singing worship and praise to you, Almighty God, who deserves all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name.